Pashas Boy. We learned yesterday. One of the mitzvahs in the Pasha is the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. Atechlu v'menu no vashum avushu v'mayim kim sliyesh. Torah says not to eat the Korban Pesach no, which we're going to learn soon what it means. It means not completely broiled, partially raw. Not to eat it cooked. Kim sliyesh. The mitzvah is to eat it dafka roasted on a fire, broiled on a fire without any liquid. And if you don't eat a kim sliyesh, that's also a lav. What does no mean? Again, no the Gemara in Pesachim that Fimal says doesn't mean pasha. People think no means raw, means chai. It does not mean raw. It means tzoli v'nitzoli. It means it's partially cooked. It's still not edible. It's not royal achila, but it was partially roasted. You put on the fire partially, and it was partially roasted. That's the sub no. But if you eat it entirely raw, if it wasn't cooked at all, not touched at all, you're not over the yisav nah. That's not the Torah said. So basically, this pasuk is saying three laven. One lav is if you eat it nah, if you eat it partially roasted, partially broiled. The second is if you eat it cooked, if it's cooked in water. And the third is if you ate it anyway that wasn't sliyesh. So it'll come out. So how many? It's possible to have three laven, to be over three laven on the Korban Pesach. If you take Korban Pesach and you roast it partially and then you cook it, you'll have the issa of na, you also have the issa of mevushel, and you also have the issa of kiyim sliyesh, because you did not eat it completely roasted. So how many malkasin is it possible to get on this lav? It's a machoikas in the Gemara over there, Abaye and Rabba. Abaye holds the attacker could have three times malkas. If a person would take a piece of the Korban Pesach, exayas, and he would first partially roast it, and then he would cook it, and then he would eat it. He would be over Noam, he would be over Mavushal, and he would also be over Kim Sliyesh. He would get three times Malkus. And Abaye's Chalik. Abaye holds the famous halacha. Abaye holds that it's called a lav shebeklolus. This lav is a lav that includes three different things, and any lav that includes three different things does not get Malkus. What exactly is the get of lav shebeklolus is a machlokes, it's not so clear, but the chayr over here, one pshat is that these are all three laven in the form of kim sliyesh. Each one is, you're not having roasted entirely. Also, it's one time the Torah says, al teichlu. The Torah says one time, the lashon loisa say, it says al teichlu on three different things. So Abaye says that's lav shebeklolus. So in Abaye Shita, the lav shebeklolus say, in Likin Alav, we have a machlokes of Gemara itself. Does that mean there's no malchus at all? Or does that mean there's only one malchus? So one mandama holds that there's one malchus, because that's what lav shebeklolus means. Since it's lav shebeklolus, you can't have more than one time malchus for all these cases. And the other mandama holds there's no malchus in any of them. Because the lav is like weak, it's like a weak lav, because the lav is not specified on something specific. It goes a little bit on noah, it goes a little bit on mevushel, the lav goes a little bit on kim sliyesh, so you don't get malchus at all. But there are pasukins like the mandama that the lav shebeklolus, you get one time malchus. So Lalach, we pass in like a bite, like that mandama.
Is there an essay here also? Is that just
an
essay that's
not
in the
lab,
or is it just
a lab? They learn it just as a lab. The essay would be on the... There is a mitzvah say to eat a Korban Pesach. There is a mitzvah say to eat a Korban Pesach, but on the key...
It sounds more like there's an essay.
Well, that's not... That the Gemara learns it goes on the Al-Teichlu. Al-Teichlu kim tzliyesh. Don't need a kim sliyesh, and if you don't do that, you're over the al teichel, you're over the lav. One place he calls it an essay. I think it's toisted first. I saw that. I think it's toisted first because everyone called the Gemara calls it a lav, according to. It's they don't even mention that, guys. I saw that the Minchas does refer to one time as Mitzasei of Kim Sliyesh, but you don't see it in the Gemara. The Gemara calls it a lav. According to Rava, it'll get Malkus for itself.
So how do
we paskin like a Baya, according to the Mandama, there's one time Malkus. Then a Lashav Klolnus gets one time Malkus for all three.
Only if you did all three?
No. Even if you get one, you get one Malkus. But if you can do two, you get one Malkus. If you do all three, you get one Malkus. That's what Lav Shebeklolus tells you. You can't get more than one Malkus. But one Malkus there is. Interesting, pass like Abaye over Rava. The Chayr is not in the Yalkagam. We know Abaye Rava, Halachic Rava, all over. Except by six cases, Yalkagam, and this is not one of them. But I'm not sure what the reason is. Then the Gemara Vayta with the Pesachim the Femalaf is something Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar Chizda, Am Vashas the Pesach b'Chametzveya, Eini Oyvim Mishum Lav Da'al Teichum En Mavushal." If a person cooks the Korban Pesach in Chametz Tveya, that's not called Mevusha. Chametz Tveya is a natural phenomenon. It's a hot spring. In Tveya, they had hot springs which came from the ground, water that was literally boiling, bubbling and boiling water, and you're able to cook in it the same as any other water. But the Gemara says that if you cook in that water, that's not called Mevusha. The similar Gemara says it over there also somewhere on Shabbos, also that if you cook on Shabbos in Chametz Tveya, you're not over the Malach of Bishol. Mamash cooks something in Chametz Tveya, Mamash cooks, it's the same cooking as anything else, and you're not over. L'chayu, this is a Halacha Moshe Sinai, that the only time you chayev on Bishol is on fire. The Gemara says the same thing, Mavasha B'chama, someone cooks from the heat of the sun. There are places, they say, I think in Arizona most of the year, you can literally fry an egg on the concrete. It's that hot that you crack an egg, and on the concrete it will fry. And that would be cooking in Chama. That would be Mutan Shabbos. That would be Toldus Chama, maybe. That would be Toldus. Toldus Chama would be Asim Adabonim. Something which the Chama made hot, the Gemara talks about the sand. If the sand got heated up from the Chama, that Chazal made exer, because you can't tell what made the sand hot. Was it fire or was it the Chama? So it told us something that became hot from the Chama, the Chazal made exer, that you should not cook in hot sand from the sun.
It's not really.
Right, it's not. But that they made exera after if you heat up the sand with fire. But if you cook directly in the chama, somehow you just put a pot in the direct heat of the sun, maybe even with a magnifying glass, it would also be cooled directly from the sun. That would be mutta even with a bun. That would not be us at all. And chametei is the same thing. Chametei was not heated up by fire. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Fametes, the Gemara says that the chametei are very close to Pesach Shogehenim. And that's how it got hot. It's not the Gemara, you have to know what it means, but that's what the Gemara says. But it's basically not called Tolosar. There's a Rambam in Perek Tesoch Melchasosurai Salachavov, and the Shechonor Haskins like this also, Sun Pezayin, Benegei Basu B'Cholom also, can you cook in Chametveya? In Basu B'Cholom, we know that there's three servants. Is this a Chin, is this a Non, is this a Bishol? Just the mice of cooking Basu B'Cholom is also a lav in the Torah, even if you're not going to eat it. Take Basu B'Cholom and to cook it is a lav. And the issa of achin and bishul also with the rice is only ayidei bishul. Person would take a piece of bas, a piece of cholmav, and just eat it together. With the rice, you're not over. It's only with the banan. With the rice, it's dafka if you cook it. So what about if you cook bas b'cholmav chametveya? So that is no such. There's no gemara. But the Rambam says that would also be mutta with the rice. That would not be asa. If you cook bas b'cholmav chametveya, that's not with the rice. So Pesachim will say the Rambam went it out from Shabbos and Pesach. The Gemara says. When the Gei Kohen Pesach is not called Mavushul, when the Gei Shabbos is not Bishul, the same thing, the same thing with the Gei Basachal, because it's Achidosh. And some being down in Yishami, in the Durham, that seems to say the same thing, but that's the Rambam. And the Chidosh is, even though you can't tell the difference, if you look at something cooked in Chametveya, it's the same boiling water than any boiling water. You can't tell the difference. But when the Gei Kohen Pesach is not called Mavushul, when the Gei Shabbos is not called Mavushul. But Rav Chizda does say, even though you're not over from Mavushal, Basha Mavushal, but you will be over Kim Tzliyesh. If a person eats from what was cooked in Chametveya, he'll be over the lab of Al Teichu Menu Kim Tzliyesh. The Torah said, don't eat it anyway that's not roasted on fire. And Chametveya was not roasted on fire. So the third lab, you will be over. Kim Tzliyesh, you will be over. So if you're over anyway, Kim Slish, what's the Chizda really coming to tell us? It's also anyway. Vasha, if someone cooks Korban Pesach Chametveya, it's also anyway. The Teretz is, Nafkamina will be according to Rabbah, how many Malkos do you get? According to, if it would be Mamash Mavusha B'Mayim, according to Rabbah, you get Malkos twice. One for the lab of Mavushal, and one for the lab of Kim Slish. It's not Kim Slish. And here we tell you, it's not Mavushal, and you're only getting one time Malkos of Kim Slish. According to Abaya, that you get anyway, no malchus or only one malchus anyway, even if it's mavushal mamish, what's nafkamina? It's still nafkamina to know how many averis you did. I've been again tshuva. When a person does tshuva, he claps al chet. Does he just say al chet that I did not eat kiyam sliyesh? Or does he have to do al chet that he ate, that he was over mavushal and kiyam sliyesh? And that's what Chizda is telling you, mavashal mechamei tveya, he only has to do tshuva on the kiyam sliyesh. He doesn't have to do tshuva on the. Yes. Yes.
It's not a time.
You want to say that's called derech bishul? But it doesn't go by Nesen Tam. It goes, it's a halacha, you have to have Bishul. You want to say this is still Derech Bishul? I don't know. I have to look into that. I thought Pashat Ram was saying even on this Achila, it's not called Bishul.
Derech
Bishul maybe is a Miyat. Derech Bishul is normally a Miyat. It's normally, he's trying to say it's coming to include also. The Milchus Chinuch has a Santa Shaila. He declares Benegay the din of Ein B'Shach HaBishul. We find Hilchus Shabbos is a loch of Ein B'Shach HaBishul. Once you cook something, somebody took Midaraisa, you're not over on being Vashur a second time. The place you got, another place we talk about Basa B'Cholam, is the loch apply Ein B'Shach HaBishul Basa B'Cholam also? If you cook Basa B'Cholam together, and somebody did, then someone else takes it, cooks it again, is he also over? Or do you say Ein B'Shach HaBishul? It was already one time cooked, you're not over a second time. And the place he wants to say, no, that we say by Basa B'Cholam also Ein B'Shach HaBishul. So, collect the Milchus Chinuch. What about if you cook something in Chamei Tveya? If you cook something in Chamei Tveya, do you say on that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul? Once it was cooked in Chamei Tveya, according to Rav Chisda, that's not called Mevushul. You weren't over Shabbos. You weren't even over Kohen Pesach. There won't be this Mevushul Kohen Pesach. But then if you take it and you cook it in a regular pot on a fire, will it now become Bishul? Will it be an Issa Bishul for Kohen Pesach? And now there'll be an Issa Shabbos or not? And he says, he blives Sirchi, and he says, Loi Mitzasi Gilin Adin Zeh. The only thing he did find was a Prima Godim that closed the Shemeshin Yuches, that closed the Shayin of Benegei Shabbos. He doesn't close Benegei Pesach, but he closes Benegei Shabbos. If somebody cooks something in Chami Tveya, which is Potter, and then he cooks it on a fire, what will be the Din? Because him Shayin. He also blives Sirchi in. So what's the Shayla? The din of Ein B'Shach HaBishul is that din of Metzius, that once somebody was cooked already, you can't cook it again. It's a Metzius, it's showing a kochim. You're not changing anything, you're not adding to anything.
Why should it be any different than the first, just like the first case, the Torah doesn't consider it cooked. The second case, the Torah considers it cooked.
Right. So do you say, but if you say, Ein B'Shach HaBishul is a Metzius, then you would say the Metzius is no, this is no different than every Ein B'Shach HaBishul. The same way the Torah is never Machshir the second Bishul, because it was already cooked.
But the Torah never considered Bishul.
That's the other side. What is a din? It's a din. There's somebody that had.
Bishul left the salting. What? Bishul left the salting, not Bishul. Then
Bishul left the
salting, even though it's not real Bishul.
If it's called
Malicha
Yukusei,
it's called
Malicha Yukusei.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
See, the evidence is, you have to understand, even the din of Ein B'Shach HaBishul, you really have to understand that the halacha of Ein B'Shach HaBishul is even when the second Bishul is mistamach v'yofalai, even though the second Bishul is making it better. There's a machlokes to begin with, where Ein B'Shach HaBishul starts. How much is the first Bishul have to be to have a din of Ein B'Shach HaBishul? So I'm showing him hold that Ein B'Shach HaBishul is, if the first Bishul was Kamei Chaben Dusoi, we know that for the Malach HaBishul to begin with, to be every Bishul on Shabbos, or on Chayra to be Mevushul for Kohen Pesach, the shear is Kamei Chaben Dusoi. It doesn't have to be completely cooked, it has to be cooked, the bare minimum, enough to be able to eat it. And the bare minimum enough to be able to eat it was called Maicha Ben Dusoi. It was named after the famous Ganav Ben Dusoi. This Ganav was always on the run. He was always being chased. And when he would stop to eat and cook, he would cook the bare minimum, eat it, and run again. And the Shia, Maicha Ben Dusoi, Rashi says is a shlish, but the Rambam, Perek Tesach Shabbos, says it's chatzi b'shumay. The Shia is a half. So the person can be able to cheat this. Either Maicha Ben Dusoi, the Chumra would be a third of cooking it, or half of cooking it. Less than a third doesn't accomplish anything. Less than a third is still considered raw, and it's not edible, doesn't do anything, and that's not chayav on Shabbos either. That would not be mevushul v'kohen Pesach either. But if you cook it a third, or you cook it according to Rashi, or you cook it halfway, according to Rambam, that's already royal achila, b'di'evit, and that's considered mevushul, and that would be bishul for Shabbos, and bishul for this. And then if you take that, and you cook it vayta, for sure you're being mishabeyachit. So that's really machlokes. Some Mishnayim hold that since once it was Kamecha Ben Dusoi, it was already called Mevushul for Shabbos. When you cook it more, that's Ein B'Shach HaBishul. It's already Ein B'Shach HaBishul, big chiddush. And some Mishnayim say no. They say Ein B'Shach HaBishul has to be Mevushul Kol Tzachar. If you cook the Kamecha Ben Dusoi, even though it was edible, there's still shayach to have a second Bishul on it, a Mloch HaBishul, because it's not really fully cooked yet. But once it's cooked Kol Tzachar, When it's considered completely cooked, that's where you have the din of Eim B'Shabbat. But even they hold that when it's cooked called Tzakai, and you can make the Cholent a little better, there's still the din of Eim B'Shabbat. Once it's cooked called Tzakai, then even though the second bishul is helping, that's the din of B'Shabbat Bishul. If the second bishul would not help at all, be Mvashavarele, the Cholent is already cooked so many hours, already 20 hours, at that point, the longer you keep it on the fire, if anything, you're ruining it, you're not making it any better. You don't need a chiddush vein b'shacha bishul. Of course there's no bishul, you're not doing anything. You take something that's so cooked out and cooking it more is not accomplishing anything, it doesn't do anything for it, that's pasha, that's not a mice bishul, you're not doing any shia bishul. But we're talking about where you're cooking and you're making it a little bit better, but once it's cooked called tzachay, then l'chol deyes is a din of ein b'shacha bishul. So
there's a mingla. The shia of na that you said before, what's that shia?
That shi of no would be less than a third or less than here, right? Less than macham and yisoy, right? Is a mingla. Also, it was a little bit clarifying. What's the mock of this din of Eim B'Shachah Bishul? L'chari, you can learn that the Torah only considers bishuls. Machshir, the word bishul means the first madrega bishul, bringing it to the first level of bishul, either bringing it to the level of kamacham ben yisoy or bringing it to the level of bishul kol tzachai. But the next level of bishul to make it taste even better, that the Torah doesn't call bishul. Maybe it's a locha mashmisinai. That's not called bishul. The bishul of the Torah is bringing it to the first level, or making it roi lachil, either like the yishen of kamacham ben yisoy or the yishen of bishul kol tzachai. That's what the Torah, locha mashmisinai, that's called mavushul benegeya Shabbos, benegeya kol pesach, and benegeya bas b'chalom. But bringing it to a higher level of bishul, that's not called bishul. Or we could say it's with that from lechza mishkan. There's many sugyas in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem Tesvim Beis. There's a Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel. There's a Gemara Daf Tzadik Vav. There's a Tosis that's a little Meir Chanet Daf Tzadik Dalan that says that we know that all the Melechos of Shabbos have to be Dumyin Melechos of Mishkan. I learned that from the Melechos of Mishkan. So you have to do Bishul the same way it was done in the Melechos of Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they did Bishul Samamanim. They used to cook up the dyes to make the dyes for the prayer, for the Kapayos. And that Bishul, Lechari, was the Tchinus Bishul. It was the first level of Bishul called Tzachar, Mestam. To make it mevushal as much as was needed, but to go to adding on top of that we didn't have in the Mishkan. That's not the level of bishul. Is the main of in a gei aruch hakira? It might be telling this. If you aruch, we're saying the mechasinuch hakira is for ein b'shach bishul. Is it telling the metzias something that was already cooked called tzachar ready cannot have bishul after that? It's already like a new level of bishul, or is it a din something that had a din bishul cannot have a second bishul? So it could be, if you learn it out from Melechus and Mishkan, I guess you can only say both ways. You can learn from Melechus and Mishkan that what they did was, that bishul was a din bishul. It was a din bishul the first time. It never had a din bishul the first time. And they also, in the Mishkan, they brought it to the metzias of the first level of bishul, not the second level of bishul. But al kaponim, if you learn that the gedda of ein bishul acha bishul is telling metzias, something that was already brought to the first level, and all you're doing now is making it cook better, then you would have a din of Eim B'Shachah Bishul even by Chamitveya. Because Chamitveya, you already cooked the Kol Tzachai, and the only thing you're doing now is you're making it taste a little better. You're bringing it to a second level of Bishul. So you have the din of Eim B'Shachah Bishul by Chamitveya also. It would be the same thing. But if you learn it's telling in a din Bishul, then you could say only something which had a din Bishul the first time, it's a B'Tzalach Mashmissin that you cannot have a second Bishul on top of that. Ein Bishul HaBishul. But over here, the Chamitveya was not a Din Bishul. Chamitveya, the Torah did not consider Bishul. Mainly, there will be an Issa Bishul the second time after Chamitveya. Be a Bechidish. You have a Cholent that's completely cooked. You have two Cholent. They look exactly the same. One was cooked on a fire, one was cooked on a Chamitveya. They both look exactly the same. The one was cooked on a fire, if you cook it a second time, be Ein Bishul HaBishul. The one that was cooked on Chamitveya, because that wasn't a Din Bishul, you will have a Din of a Bishul the second time. You won't say Ein Bishul HaBishul. That's his chakir. There's an achrin, the Shang's Shuvah's Chalkas Yoyev. In the second chelek, he has a whole section about Goyis and the Mechas Chinuch. And he wants to answer this Mechas Chinuch chakir with the half of the Rambam, a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perek Tes, Mechas Shabbos Locha Gimbal, HaMavasho O'or, Dovashoi Mavushu Kotzachai, the Rambam means on this Alocha. Somebody cooks in a fire, something that was already Mavushu Kotzachai, the Rambam passes like Rishainim, that Ein B'Shach HaBishu is only when the bishul called tzachay is potter. And then the Rambam says, "Oido v'sheni tzorch bishul klal." Or if he cooks something and doesn't need bishul at all, is potter. So half of the Rambam. So the Rambam is saying two halachas. The first halacha is something that was already mevushul. There's a din of ein b'shach b'shul. Then I'm is on a second din. He says a dovah she'ein tzuch b'shul klal, and you cook it as potter. What does a dovah she'ein tzuch b'shul klal? He means certain fruits that do not need cooking at all. They're perfectly edible the way they are. There's no din b'shul on that. Is a mila tiny dechel kesuyev. Let's forget about the mechuskan chakir, whether it's telling a din b'shul or not a din b'shul. Once something was cooked in chamei tveya, it's no less than a dovah she'ein tzuch b'shul klal. It's already cooked. It's no different than these fruits. Then you want to be mechalak that the fruits were mikara from the tchinus b'yosai. They never needed bishul. That's if it's not a chilek. Tainet the chilek is yoyev. Once you cook the chametz tveya, it's no different. What the Rambam says a dovish ain't tzorch bishul klal. It's something that doesn't need bishul at all. So meaning this should be is pata. Meaning if you cook it a second time, according to any tzad, it should be pata. That's his taina on mechus chenach.
What would bishul have
That's the chere in b'shach ha-bishul. The famous machlokes about b'shach ha-afiyah. Does b'shul do something after you bake? Something baked was not cooked at all. It was only baked. So with the but b'shach ha-tzi, I think it's pretty posher that goes with the gedolim in b'shach ha-bishul. You're talking about Shabbos?
Yeah.
B'shach ha-tzi is what?
By Pesach is chayim.
That's something else.
With this halacha that he's
talking about. Then it's Shabbos. Who says Bishach Atzli is Bishul?
Pesach says it's
Bishul,
but not
the... A Kompesach is a prop.
Right.
A Kompesach, if you take Tzli and then you make it move Bishul, no good.
That's partial, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. The method, what? The Gemara over there? What do you think?
So what would the
problem is, what was Melchizedek's channel? So I think Teretz is very posh. I think even though the Rambam was saying these two halachas together, that I'm bashal al davash and bushkal tzarchay oy davash sheni tzarch bishul klal is part. I'm saying both halachas that ain bishach bishul or something that didn't need bishul mikara is part of. But there's a chiluk between them. There's still a major chiluk between these two halachas. The first halacha of ain bishach bishul is even if the second bishul is adding something to it, like we said before. Once it reached the level of bishul kol tzarchay, even though now you're making it taste a little better, you're being mesak yefalay, it's still a bit of ain bishach bishul. But the second halacha a davash sheni tzarch bishul klal. Let's say an apple. The Rambam is not saying an apple, which is perfectly edible the way it is. I don't think the Rambam says if a person cooks and wants to make applesauce and he likes applesauce, I don't think the Rambam will hold that's pata. I think that's pashid would be chayev. The second halacha, davash ein tzarch bishul klal, means something where the bishul doesn't accomplish anything. But if the bishul accomplishes something, then tafi would be chayev.
Right. So if you take something that's out of fear,
it has to be a fruit that the bishul does nothing for it. That makes it's not mishabeched at all. There are certain fruits that people, you know, they have nothing from it. You know, if you go cook a pineapple, you know, some people do it to make maybe the meat taste better, they make some kind of dish, but the pineapple itself, people don't enjoy it cooked any better than raw. It does nothing to it. That's what I'm saying. Davash ein tzarch bishul klal is a fruit that's perfectly edible and you cannot be mishabech it. That's what he's saying. So it's a major chiluk. Even though Rambam says it in one line, there is a chiluk. The first halacha of ein bishach bishul is the way we explain, even though you mishabech it, even though you're making misank biyafalai, it'll be pata. But the second halacha of davash ein tzarch bishul klal is talking about where it's not mishabech it at all. It's davash ein tzarch bishul klal, a fruit that doesn't need bishul. If it would be mishabech it, it would be then it's a bishul. If it made it softer, made it taste better, then it would be asa, right?
Maybe you could say a little more.
Yeah.
That davash ein tzarch bishul klal, on that, there's no din bishul. The Torah never put it's a bishul on that. But something that needs bishul and it was bishul, acha bishul, so over there is the shalos.
But davash ein tzarch bishul klal is talking about something that even if you're mishabeach it, it'll be mutter. No, achar not.
No, avadanish.
Avadanish is no such. You can't say such a thing.
On that chefs, there was never a bishul from heaven. Over here, there was once.
Okay. Well,
a metal is a bishul. You take a piece of metal and you cook it. The Gemara says it's bishul.
Right.
Lead.
You make it softer. You make it softer.
You make it softer.
Right.
But you mishabeach it.
And you mishabeach. You have to be with mishabeach. You want to make it soft to be able to mold it, to be able to work with it, right? Yeah, so that's where you need it, right? You need it. That's right.
Right, so it's because you're the...
Right, whatever it is. But Agaponim, that's the Teretz HaKashya. Mechas Chinuch was clearing, we took something from Chametz Tveya, and it was cooked, and then you cooked it again. Mechaz is talking about where you were mishabeach with the second cooking. If you weren't mishabeach with the second cooking, it wouldn't be a shayin of a mishach bishul. It's not bishul at all. So obviously the mechaz is talking about where you mishabeach it. So if the mechaz is talking about Rashi b'chamei tveri, and then you cook it a second time, you mishabeach it, it has no shayches with this Rambam of davar shein tzorach bishul. The chalkas Yev's taina was this should be beged the davar shein tzorach bishul. But I don't think it's true. I think the davar shein tzorach bishul would have to be a case where you're not mishabeach it at all. Once you mishabeach it, then even the davar shein tzorach bishul will be chayev. So maybe the mechaz is like here, like the shein chakir.
Okay.
Because it's changing it from sleep to bishul. Even though you could eat it when it's sleep. Okay. I was thinking about that, and then in the Hakira, is in din bishul, or was it only in the Mesidah bishul? And the we keep being Uriah. There's a machikas Rishon in Erechaim Simin Yuches. And the place can be another machlokes. If they didn't aim b'shach bishul, is dafka on a double gush, a double yavish, an oichel yavish, was even on a double lach, even on liquid. Some mishnayim hold on a liquid there is yesh b'shach bishul. You have to understand why. And some mishnayim hold that even on a double lach, even on a liquid, we have the lach of aim b'shach bishul. But on lachol days by mayim, if you cooked water and then the water cooled off, lachol days is a din of yesh b'shach bishul. Everybody holds if you take water that cooled off and you cook it a second time. Yesh b'shach bishul, and the reason is because it's mamish the exact same mitzias of bishul. Because once water cools off, you can't tell at all that it was ever cooked. Once it's cold, you can't tell it was ever cooked. And what you're doing now, you're accomplishing the exact same thing. So everybody holds yesh b'shach bishul. So it was it's mashu to me that the whole din of ein b'shach bishul is telling mitzias.
Everybody holds their water that way.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's chayuk. I think everyone holds by.
I don't think it's because you more make of water that's cooked already. It's a little drop.
I think everyone
cooks the second time quicker.
Does it?
Yeah, you can do it.
Second time quicker. Yeah, so there's a chagamazit. Well, I thought everyone holds the way. If not everyone, definitely all got sheet this the whole that way. That the more
mach. If you cook, if you have leftover water, then you bounce a couple little bit,
not. Because of Mishach HaVishon? Well, definitely the Ogad Sheet is the whole by Mayim. There is the Shach HaBishul. And those sheets, at least, I think, would hold that the whole din of Ein B'Shach HaBishul is only Metzius. So that would be right to Mechus Mashiach. Then the Mechus Mashiach has another Shaila. If you cook the Korban Pesach and Chamei Tveria, and then after you broiled it on a fire, would that be mutter to eat? According to Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said that the Mvash B'chamei Tveri is not Mvushal. There's no Is Mvushal. The only problem is Kim Sliyesh, that's not broiled. So Chet Mechus Chinuch, now if you take it and you broil it on a fire, would it be kosher? Yes, because the whole problem was that it wasn't Songli. Now you make it Songli, it should be Mutta. But Mechus Chinuch like Tzor Chiyin. So what's the Shaila? So I think the Shaila is Pashit. That the tzliya after bishul tastes different. If you take meat, then you cook it first, and then you roast it afterwards, the meat will taste different. So the tzliya, the metzius of the tzliya is different after bishul. As a man, it will be very similar to the first chakir. Do you say that bishul in chamei tveya is not a din bishul, but a metzius of bishul it is? It does have all the metzius in a bishul. As a man, the tzliya now cannot be a tzliya, because the tzliya won't taste the same. Maybe the Torah was makbid on pashut on the taste of basa tzoli. That's what the mitzvah of the Torah was. Hashem came. Or do you say that since the first bishul was not a din bishul at all, and your only problem was you're missing kiyum sliyesh, so I'll boil it now, and now I'll have a din sliyesh. And he blames Tzurchin on that.
Tremendous difference. If you cook something, you have to kosher it first.
You have to
salt it. It makes the whole thing a different thing. You need to sliyesh, you don't have to kosher.
You don't have to salt it, right?
You have to salt it. Right. Blood out, you're doing it, it's a whole different lifestyle. Once you...
So you wouldn't say the malich makes it? I think you're going to do malicha on Pesach anyway. Okay, you could do malicha even though you're doing tzli. You're right, mikka din, when you do tzli, you don't have to do malicha.
But if you...
The blood drips out and it gets burnt. If you cooked it, you had to do malicha. But I think malicha is not a chasaron in Korban Pesach. don't think Malich will be. Let's say someone wants to Malich, we take it to, when we machbe the Malich, even on Sli also. Let's say someone does Malich before Kom Pesach. You're also a little bit more. The back of the Gemara Pesachim is Hagoyis Marikoyin, and the Marikoyin was from a Tzal Hakoyin who was dying in Vilna, and he brings in, there's a section over there he has a Goyis from his brother Shloima Hakoyin, who was the Mechaber Sefer Cheshek Shloima. He's also dying in Vilna. He has Torah from his brother, and his brother writes a whole story over there that a Yid from Yerushalayim came to Vilna one time and he said over this Gemara Mavashal Chamei Tveya is Potter. And this Chacham, he called him Chacham Yerushalayim. This Chacham Yerushalayim, Yisra Kasha, Tveya was outside of Yerushalayim. And the halacha is, the Kom Pesach is Kachem Kalim. Kachem Kalim, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, in Chemis Yerushalayim. And the Kachem Kalim, if you take it out of Yerushalayim, it becomes possum within Yotze. So he said, what's the whole Gemara Shaila of Vashem Kamei Tveya? If you took it out to Tveya, you took it out of Yerushalayim, so it's possum as Yotze anyway. That's his kasha. Oh, so he said like that to go say the more means you took chametz tveya, you brought to Yerushalayim. Is the first of all, probably you got cold. That's because it probably get cold by the time you got. You know, it's a pretty long trip.
It's not the first Gemara that you don't need to know
the material. Okay. And his second. Well, this is the second kasha. The Marikoyin second kasha was if you brought it, the water would be in a klisheni. And klisheni, according to a lot of sheep, this klisheni is not mavashal. It's not mavashal. Some sheep so klisheni is mavashal. It'll be shrimp. If you put a ladle, for example, into the pot on the fire, that's not a cliche. It could be a mistake people make. When you put a ladle, let's say, into a pot on the fire, and you take out the soup, and then you put that ladle is also called a kli rishon. Because it was one time in the fire, the ladle itself, that's still a kli rishon. And if you take it out, it remains a kli rishon. Then when you put it into a bowl, that'll be a kli sheni.
That's so, what you do when your kashya sinks or anything like that. The ladle is, it's still a kli rishon.
But even though you took it out, it remains a kli rishon. So really, no mashal, it's like we said before, it's machoikas if a kli sheni is mvash or not. We're machmir that not to do bishnal kli sheni, we wait till it's a kli shlishi. There's also machlokes, for example, of yesh bishal achafiyah, if there's a din bishal after something was baked. So a person would have hot soup, a boiling bowl of hot soup, which is yetzelah's, but he wants to put croutons or soup nuts, mandolin, something that was baked. Are you allowed to put that into the boiling thing?
Croutons, yes, no, it's a deep fry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is?
No.
Okay. Okay, matzah, but you want to put something that's...
It could be.
If you have croutons that were baked, there are baked croutons also, you're allowed to put those in. Most people think, yes, it's already a kli sheni. It's not true. The ladle was a kli rishon, and now this bowl is a kli sheni. You would not be allowed to put it in. The eitzu would be, take out some soup with your spoon, and that spoon already would be a kli shlishi.
Put the pot's not on the fire.
Oh, then the pot's not on the fire?
Usually it's not on the fire.
Right. But still kli rishon. It's still kli rishon. It's still a kli rishon. And then the ladle would also be a kli rishon because it went inside. So the eitzu would be if you take out with a spoon a little soup and then you put the crouton on that, that would be on a kli shlishi, and then you could drop it back into the bowl.
It's not an eitzu
bowl. What?
It's not an eitzu bowl.
That would be an eitzu.
No, it's not because you put the spoon in the...
Yeah, but a spoon into a kli sheni is not
the
case.
I don't think so.
I think it's not. I remember this from my 11th grade rabbi, Nachum Gottesman. We went this whole in and he explained it this way.
Yeah, but why should we do
it? It is different. The Metzius is, I think, only by kli rishon. I think only by kli rishon it becomes kli rishon.
But it's only by kli rishon.
I think so. That's what he said. That's what he goes. And Mishabur also explains all this. Right. The shayin is even with salt. Salt is a machaikis. If salt is kabisa tu, the Gemara says that salt needs bishka kabisa tu. Salt doesn't get mavusha at all. And some hold faket. The salt is makami bishal. Salt gets mavusha very easily. So we're a little machmi about putting salt into anything less than a kli shishi also. So same thing. You cannot put salt into this bowl hatsu. You have to take out some on a spoon.
I think we different salt than they use.
Oh, so our salt is called kalim bishul.
This is more kalim. From water-based.
Right. So this is what we should. But al kaponim, that's the chayyim teretz to Markrain's kasher. Markrain, we want to say you can't say that you brought some of the chametveya to shlayim because it'll be a klisheni. But teretz is if you put the pot into the chametveya. And then you brought it to Yishlam, it would be a Kli Rishon, it would be a Vashal. And Benegez Kasha will get cold by them. Today they have good thermoses, you know, you could put it in the Chametveya. You could put it in a thermos, and by the time you get to Yishlam, it's still boiling.
A whole tank of water will stay hot.
Right, it can remain hot. Right, there's a lot. There's
and a if lot. You take a Korban Pesach that's possible and you eat it, Mavushal, you're not over the that's what he's coming on.
Right. You really have to understand what was all kasha to begin with. Just because it's psul yetze, but maybe you're claiming about a psul of.
If you're
over the lavim vashul, yeah, so right, 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 right.
Right.
So he's having, so the marakoyin is naming on that, and he does say. Let me see the lashon. He writes over here. It's also just b'lav hachi yetze like a mishum yetze. So what's the kasha? The l'chayr like we're saying the shayna is a yovim vashul also. So he wants to say, he brings down the Gemara says a little bit weiter, that if you eat Mavushal b'boi Yom, person who would eat Mavushal on Yom Yudalad, before the Zman Achinos Pesach, the Zman Achinos Pesach was Pesach night, and person would eat the Korban earlier, Mavushal, he would not be over. Because the Gemara dashes, b'shosh yeshna b'kul mechol tzli, yeshna b'isa Mavushal. This Mavushal only at the time is a mitzvah to eat tzli. This man, he wants to learn out, anything that's also for any other reason, would not be asa al smavushal. But I don't think that's true. The Gemara says it seems to make a drasha of b'shosh yeshna b'kul mechol tzli. It's a special drasha on that zman. I don't see why it shouldn't be asa al smavushal with the issa of yesid. But the real teretz is achar enis achal issa. I think that's the real kasha. Once it's asa mishim yeretzay, there should be a din of enis achal issa. That once we have a cloud, once something's us for one reason, the second is not chal on it. Here's the kasha, the whole Gemara is talking about no mavushal. The Gemara is talking about you can be over this and no, and you can be over this and mavushal at the same time. Why do you say in a chal issa? The teretz is that by no and mavushal, the mavushal is a moisif. We know a cloud, the second issa is moisif on the first issa, it is chal. And over here, the first issa of no was interesting issa. It was an issa, but it wasn't issa behechlet. It was an issa that you could fix. Once you, well, no means it was partially roasted, so it was asa to eat, but you could fix it. You could put it back on the fire and roast it completely, and now be mutta. Mavushal is an issa moisev, it makes asa behechlet, you can't fix it. Once you cook it, you can't fix it. That's why issa mavushal is chal on the issa na. Because issa mavushal is adding to it, it's making it asa completely, that you can't fix it. Mashen king achir, you cannot have na after mavushal. If you have something mavushal and then you roast it partially, you would not have the issa na, the anis chosa. And that was his kasha. Once you have the issa, once you have the issa of yaitzei, you say ein ischal issa, and that's what yisum vishna chal on it. But the teretz is zecher, like we said, that it's talking about where you took the chametveya in the kli instead of the chametveya, so you made the kli rishon as mavasha. Or I was thinking another part of the teretz is it could be the whole lashon of the Gemara is just shem hamushal chametveya. It's talking about where you had natural hot springs in Yerushalayim. Also, you get natural hot springs anywhere cooking them all over the world. The Gemara always calls the chametveya. That was the famous one. That was the one by Pesach Shagahem, that's the famous one. But Slav Davkin Tvei means this one also. This one, this is the son of what the Yitzi told me. It's a Hishmak Avot. The Pesach says and told us, Pesach told us, when by Yaakov Vino, when he brought to Yitzchak Vino to get the brachas, he said, Kum No, he said to his father, Lashon Amno, Kum No, and that's what Yitzchak said, a kol kol Yaakov. That it sounds like Yaakov's sprach. Yaakov used to talk, no, please. He used to talk nicely. It sounds like this Yaakov, you know, the Esav of Harasha did not use the word no. So he said, everyone has the kasha. We find that Esav, when he came in and he said, Haliteni no, min odom odom azeh, he also said the word no. Why is no kol kol Yaakov? Why is that a sprach in Yaakov? You see, Esav also said, Haliteni no, please give me min odom odom azeh. So he told me that most of the famous teretz is, When you're saying please to get something, that's not a big zach. You're trying to get someone to give you. You say please, that's not a great zach. But when you're giving someone and you say kumna, please take, please eat that, and you say loshnam no, that's a shein zach. That's the kol yaakov. That's what it is. Some sefer says a different teretz. Some sefer says kasha. Why did he call the beans min odom odom azeh? We know laying on the scene by chalmon red kidney means they taka are red, but once you cook them, they're not red anymore. Look at the chalmon, they become brown. when he came in to eat the beans, the chayr, they were cooked already. And beans, when they're cooked, they're not red anymore. They're not odim odim, they become brown. The teretz is, he said, I teni no, give it to me not completely cooked. It wasn't cooked yet. It was still a bit raw. Still a bit raw. And that's why it was still odim odim. That's the teretz why it was still red. He never said please. That wasn't a shprach from the Esav. He never said no please. He said no, m'loshen of no m'vushu, like Pesach. It was cooked, it was cooked. It was certainly rain suddenly, but that's not sure. Okay.